We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Developing story this morning, Patriots receiver Antonio Brown is accused of sexually assaulting his former trainer, according to a lawsuit filed by the woman in Florida yesterday. Brittany Taylor says she met Brown while they were in college at Central Michigan. She's accused him of three incidents of assault in 2017 and 18, including rape. Through his attorney, Brown, who is scheduled to practice with the Patriots for the first time today, denies the allegations.
So when we met here yesterday, we were all talking about the shelf life of one Antonio Brown. By the way, he's wearing number one today.
What did Brown. I tell you?
Yeah.
I said he would be wearing number one.
Yeah, you did.
Wow.
You did bring this
I also
up. This
said
might be the only thing you got
huge...
right yesterday.
What did I get wrong? This has nothing to do with whether or not he will behave. Let's just get that straight.
It's got everything to do with
his behavior.
No, it doesn't. No, this doesn't.
It does not. This has
doesn't?
Nothing to do with whether he'll behave.
This has got something to do with whether he's going to be a good patriot and behave under Bill Belichick?
No, whether he's going to last or not,
no,
guys.
See,
this
now
is,
changed the narrative.
No, it's not changing the narrative.
Right off the bat, you're changing.
What about the couch that he threw off the balcony?
In the
Glenn.
What about driving at 100 miles an hour in a 40-mile-per-hour zone?
He didn't like the couch.
This has nothing to do with whether or not he will
fake leather. It was one of those fake leather.
They thought it was real leather.
Totally different.
You can't do that. He's getting.
You're doing it. Okay, stop.
It's all part of the package.
No.
It is
this
all part of the Antonio.
Well, that's a different discussion.
No,
that's
it isn't.
Totally
it's the same discussion.
Okay, if we're saying yesterday,
he threatened the general manager last week physically.
Well, if you're saying, will something from his past come up and actually just sink him and the Patriots and embarrass the Patriot organization, I would say, well, possibly, of course. How the hell do I know? But it has nothing to do with whether or not he will behave and not be a disruption like he was with the Steelers and with Oakland.
Let's readdress it. You're giving me a hand. Here, hold on.
I can't.
Fist bump. That's what the shows do. They like to fist bump before the show. Oh, we like each other.
It's camaraderie. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. All right, go.
But it's all part of the whole package of this guy. I agree. It's separate from will he behave now. Matter of fact, he may be forced to behave right now. He has no other choice with the New England Patriots. Right. He's going to have to shut up. Exactly. He can't say anything, do anything wrong, step out of line, because this thing could blow up on him.
I thought the idea of Antonio Brown and his team was fun while it lasted. Would you guys?
When I saw that come up,
it was worth
like,
it. I thought it was worth it.
Me.
I did think it was worth it.
Good buzz, good couple days.
Oh, you know? My God.
Good couple days.
I almost thought it was a joke when I saw the headline on Twitter. I was like, you've got to be kidding me. No, I need more. And then, like any other big story, every 20 minutes, more information comes out. And this person releasing a statement. Then there's this person releasing the statement. Then there's more information
about
this.
I got to follow incarcerated Bob a little bit, I guess, better, apparently.
Yes.
Absolutely.
He had that thing on, what was it, like Saturday? So I think the tweet was, I think there's going to be more coming out on Antonio Brown off the field.
Yes.
And then that's when he released that video of all the Instagram posts back and forth.
Back and forth with this other woman.
DMing with another woman.
Right, who was giving you a lot of information and stuff. Yeah,
this guy had it on Saturday.
But I will tell you this. I think he's a Vegas guy, Lou. I'm not sure. But he's broken stories before.
Yeah.
I follow him, and he's had stories in which I say, what? And then 2 days later, he's right about it. You know the biggest problem about this story? If this were an arrest, if this were a criminal complaint, then you would look at it and say, okay, it's pretty simple what the commissioner does, pretty simple what the Patriots can do. You put them on ice, right? You put them on that exempt list, and you get them out of the way because you're celebrating your 100th anniversary of the NFL, and then you figure it out. But when you're dealing with a civil lawsuit, already, if you listen back and forth in a countersuit, and you hear all of the stuff that's out there, and then you think about it, it's a civil lawsuit. Civil lawsuit could take 3 years, could take more than that. You're basically, you know what this is? This is, they're playing chicken with the PR. It's going to be
chicken PR?
Yes. It's how is the backlash? How much can the NFL absorb? How much can the Patriots absorb, right? That's what it comes down to.
Here's the problem is that, you know, we talked about the whole Tyreek Hill thing. Okay, that was the offseason. They sent him home once time, right, in the spring? OTAs, so they just sent him home through it. And I said, well, the timing of it, you know, if it was during the season, what do you do? Well, it's the offseason. You can sit back. You can let the legal, you know, play out, figure out what the hell, get more information. It's just OTAs. He doesn't practice. Camp's months away. No big deal. It gets straightened out. When stuff like this happens during the season, you don't have the time. I mean, you got a football game on Sunday. Now, we all know this topic is one of those where we need a lot more information. There's drastically two sides to this thing. Either, you know, Antonio Brown did everything, and it's like, get his ass off the team, get his ass in jail, right? Release him, cut him, never play football again, go to prison. Or this is a money grab. And unfortunately, this is why when we're talking about who was the linebacker where the woman just openly admitted, came out and just said, I just tried to ruin your life. I'm sorry. Is it San Fran?
Reuben Foster? No.
No, no. Whatever it was.
I know you're talking about.
Yeah, there was a story.
A couple years back. And when that happened, we said, you know, this is the problem. This is how it makes it more difficult for someone that actually did get raped or sexually assaulted.
Right.
When women are out there now openly admitting that they were just trying to ruin a guy's life because they were no longer together and she wanted some money.
Yeah, but just because they admit it doesn't necessarily mean that the other cases weren't fabricated as well.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So now you sit there and say,
Michael Irvin.
What do you do? What's your opinion?
Example.
Okay, do you cut him? Do you suspend him? No, you got to wait for more information.
I don't know if you can do anything.
You can't play him on Sunday.
Why?
Yeah,
why
can't you play him on Sunday?
What if it comes out that he is guilty? You're going to play? Just keep playing him until he's not guilty?
Hold on.
He goes from the sidelines to the...
It's not going to happen on Friday. It's not going to happen on Sunday.
Hold on. It's a civil suit. He's not going to jail.
Down in Pittsburgh, aren't they looking into charges now?
Well, they're looking into that's a normal thing. Okay. They're going to go into... But then there are no criminal charges filed. We can only discuss what we're seeing in front of us now, Lou. This is a civil case. So... Christian's right. If the commissioner comes out and says, we're going to put him on the exempt list, he'll get paid and whatever. If I'm the Players Association, I am in there filing something right away. Because you know what? It opens the door up for anybody to file a civil lawsuit against the player when you're pissed off at him.
But listen, also, I understand. Just saying that because it's during the season, it takes a whole different look than if it happened in the offseason.
Because
there's games being played and it's like, you're going to take him off the field? You have no right to take him off the field. Oh, okay. But if you really did it, should we be playing him?
So
we've been burned by this before. More information comes out in the NFL. All of a sudden, here comes a video. You know, here comes an audio or him admitting all of this stuff. And next thing you know, he's been playing for you the last three weeks.
You're playing chicken with PR. The question is, how much can you absorb? How much can you handle? How much can the league, how much can the Patriots handle? Because nothing is going to get resolved. This is a he said, she said right now. Even this investigation the NFL wants to do, there are no police they can go to. There's no police record. What information are they going to gather? They'll sit down, talk to her. They'll talk to him. Apparently, there are no witnesses.
Yeah,
so what are we going to learn?
And hold on. And just like the willingness to go speak to the NFL, to me, is so she could just easily lie to the NFL. If her goal is to disparage him and ruin his life, and it is a money grab, then I am covering all my bases. And sure, I'm going to talk to the NFL. I'm going to tell them my story. And it may be exaggerated. I'm sure there will be a lot of tears in there because she's trying to make sure that he gets the ultimate penalty. And it only helps her civil case if the NFL rules against him and puts him on the exempt list and doesn't let him play and all that other. It's the same situation with other players in the past. I agree with you. My biggest issue with the way the NFL changed their policy is that all it took for a guy to get in trouble was an allegation. That's it. Whether he was in the wrong place at the wrong time, whether he was just a victim of circumstances, doesn't matter. All somebody had to do to that player was say, they did this to me.
Ezekiel Elliott, prime example.
He was
I get it. You
so
know what
you're
it
just
was,
screwed,
it, by the way,
even if you're a good guy.
It was Reuben Foster.
Yeah.
Yeah,
the first time.
So right. Yeah.
The first time with this girl, right? Then there was the second time with that girl down in Florida, same girl. But the first time she came out and said he was about to break up with me and I just tried to ruin his life. So this is that situation that you're in to where it's, you know, I don't know. I don't know what the NFL does. I mean, how much more information? You got to get more information, don't you, before you act?
How do you get
So you,
you,
you let
get
this guy play with all this stuff floating around right now.
What else do you do? He may be the biggest a-hole in the world. Probably is, okay? And who knows? Maybe he did all of these things that Brittany Taylor is claiming he did. Wouldn't surprise me, right? But the fact is that you can't sit here just because she's accusing him. By the way, without filing criminal charges against him, you can't suddenly just sit there and say, okay, we're just going to, believe her Because that will be a domino effect, and women or anybody can come forward and file a civil
lawsuit.
But that
doesn't even matter. What if he loses the civil case?
Well, then you lose.
Then you lose.
But that's what I mean. So then there's still no charges. It's a civil case. So, you know.
Well, then that to me, that is.
Well, it's easy to lose the civil case. Much easier than it is a criminal case.
Right.
But Lou, he may not lose it for 3 or 4 years. What do you do in the meantime? You're right. You just said it. The NFL's got to play a game on Sunday. A lot of people are going to look at this and say, will he play for the New England Patriots on Sunday? And as much as it is a bad look, I would admit it's a bad look. What options do you have?
Well, hold on.
The guy may be a total a-hole, but he may be totally innocent of this.
And that to me is so, because this is a very sensitive topic, and there's rape allegations, but what if somebody was being sued, for some investment gone wrong? Maybe because he was defrauding. Someone was claimed that he was defrauding them.
Do you do
millions.
The same thing there?
I mean,
it's causing people. Why?
Okay, it's a civil. There's lots of attention.
Why?
You're stealing money.
He's destroying people's careers. He's probably robbed people of money.
That, but I'm just saying, why? You tell me emotionally, people are going to be upset about an investment or somebody raping a woman.
Okay, but so again.
Well, they were more upset about a guy killing dogs than they were about people killing human beings.
That's
the sensitivity
point.
Of it.
It's how people
and
feel
the
about
the uncomfortableness
certain things.
Of that accusation. It is feels differently and it smells different.
Yeah.
I will obviously grant you that. But at some point in time, you can't just suspend and derail somebody's career because of an accusation. So I do feel like you need to have a blanket statement rule for all these things, for all of them. Because where would it stop? What is off limits? Nothing. How can you make people uncomfortable? How can you really scare this person?
I don't think you ever get to the bottom of this thing.
You may not.
You're going to sit down with this girl, and what is she going to do? Is she going to come out crying and admit that she was lying? No, I'm just saying.
No, we're not lying.
No, she's going to tell her side of the story, and it's going to be very believable. You know, and then they're going to sit down with Antonio Brown,
next
Drew
week.
Rosenhaus.
Yes, he's sitting down
and
next
then
week.
They're going to listen to them, and they're going to listen to their side, and it's going to be very believable.
Correct.
So you have no evidence. You have no charges. I'm just saying it's very complicated.
So what do you do? What it is is how much do you want to bear the fallout for the PR? That's what it comes down to. Women's groups are already pissed off. They want him expelled out of the league right away. And would anybody be surprised if there are other women that come forward in the next few days? Maybe because they were violated, okay, by Antonio Brown. Some of them maybe they weren't and they just want to get back at him. Would that surprise anybody in the next week or so, 2 weeks, if others didn't come forward? Seems to be a pattern, right?
Yeah, I wouldn't be shocked at all, given especially some of the things that were in there. You know, like the last one, obviously, was the violent rape, right? Alleged charge that this girl is claiming. The other stuff, it sounds like the one where, I don't know, how do you say it on radio? Relieving himself?
Masturbating.
Okay, we can't say that.
Yeah, that's
okay,
a medical term, right?
Masturbating. Yeah, I think it's the first girl he's ever done that to.
Believe me yourself.
I have a lot of questions about that situation.
I think he might be the first that was watching a religious service, listening to
there's
the scriptures.
There's so many
with it. Yes, that may be.
So
a
is
first.
That sexual assault?
It might be a first.
The execution of that
is guilty of sexual assault. Leave the rape charge out.
Yeah, that's a Louis C.K. thing, right? Didn't he have a similar thing with masturbation?
Is that enough to take him off the field?
No, that's not.
No, even if he admits it. Him and his boys are laughing about it?
No.
No? That's a sexual assault charge, isn't it?
Well, we're going to find out.
I'm just saying, the rape is you know, prison, okay? A sexual assault, like masturbating on a woman, first off, I'm just assuming that maybe it's not the first time, but that alone could get his ass suspended, couldn't it?
Yeah, but since it's in the civil courts right now, it's even if he's found guilty of all of this stuff, he's not going to prison.
No, I'm not saying about prison. I'm talking about NFL. I'm talking about suspended.
Well, that's what Christian's saying. The NFL has got to come up with a policy because all of this stuff is hazy. You have to have evidence. So the NFL made a decision a long time ago that if you embarrass the league, okay, then we're gonna suspend you. We can do whatever we want.
Right.
The problem is it doesn't go. You don't get due process. The player doesn't. So now in this case, are you going to wait around? Because it's due process in a civil court.
No, I just think the email admitting that he did do that to her might be enough to take him off the field.
Out of embarrassment. Yeah. Because the way the league is ruled.
Assault. Isn't it?
Yeah.
That's
a good question. That is a good question how they would would treat that. But again, is he really admitting it? He's kind of giving it like she was. It was all consensual. That's what he's claiming. So if it was
about the
if it's consensual, though, it's different, right? I mean, and that's what he's claiming in all of this now. That's the way I read his response to it was all consensual. Now, he may be totally lying. He may be totally full of it. But that's what he's claiming. All right, let's get to the phone calls, and we'll get your reaction coming up at 617-779-7937. We'll let you hear from Bill Belichick again if he missed the 4 minutes today. That was awesome.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Let's say they learned about this just now, like we did last night. They get this document, they take a look at it, they say, okay, we're going to read through this. We're going to call a couple of the parties. When you have a case like this where it's he said, she said, you obviously want to talk to the principals, but you don't have a lot of evidence. You might not have a lot of physical evidence. So you want to talk to all the parties and then methodically move to the point of what do we do now? Does this rise to the level of a criminal charge based on what we know and believe from the people we've talked to? I think you can look at this and say, man, this seems like a criminal case right away. But it all is out in the details, and they have to, if they want to determine that, do a thorough investigation and figure it all out.
That's Ryan Smith on ESPN. Their legal guy's been really good on this case. The other thing he was talking about was the NFL can sit and investigate all they want. This will not be a deep investigation because they don't have the ability to subpoena anybody. So you're going to talk to her. You're going to talk to him. But if he had a friend and in the report, the criminal complaint, the civil complaint, it claims that there was another friend with him at one point. Well, he doesn't have to turn over the name of that friend. That friend doesn't have to go in there and talk to the NFL. You don't have law enforcement sitting there subpoenaing these people.
It really is kind of silly,
right?
The way it is.
Silly.
So you're going to talk to the plaintiff and the defendant, I guess.
That's about
it. That way.
Yep.
With,
and you're going to look at
text. I'm just going to give you, it's almost propaganda-esque when you put it in that situation. I have a claim. I have a gripe. I got to convince you this guy's terrible. So I'm throwing everything at you and not saying that some of it's true, but I'm sure some, because you look at the brief that they sent out, the United States District Court, Southern District of Florida, Brittany Taylor versus Antonio Brown. A demand for a jury trial, and it's, I don't know how many pages it is.
15.
Is it 15? But there's,
it's not long reading.
So many holes in it. There's so many just, you can obviously tell it's written from their perspective.
Well, that's what
know,
it is.
Their
it's their
issue.
Complaint.
So, yes, it's their complaint. So, of course, it's gonna make her seem, you know, the victim and weak and taken advantage of, and then at the same time, strong.
See, but
and,
the problem with this is, a civil suit will last years. Lou was talking about this. You got a game on Sunday. You got another one the following Sunday. The public wants to know what's going on. You're going to have women's groups protesting all up in arms that he should not be on the playing field. This becomes a PR nightmare. And the question is, how strong do you stand up if you're the NFL, if you're the Patriots, or do other stuff come out in the next couple of weeks that makes it impossible to stand by this guy?
Dale talked about it. I think while he was talking with Tommy Curran, he said all the Allegheny County DA.
Yeah.
Was looking into some of these Antonio Brown situations.
Because one of the events happened in Pittsburgh.
Kevin Duffy, the Herald, I think he's with, they actually clarified what they meant by that. And they released a statement. They said, the incident that District Attorney Zappello referenced earlier today involving Northern Regional Police Department contacting our office concerning Antonio Brown did not involve the incident mentioned in the federal lawsuit that's been filed.
Well, that's interesting then.
That contact instead involved a conversation that our office had with the Northern Regional Police Department concerning a possible child endangerment situation involving Mr. Brown.
Well, we already had one of those.
The result of that conversation was a decision that we could not move forward with investigating that claim.
Okay.
So
okay.
Nothing happened with that. It was just when they said, yeah, we're looking into the Brown situation, it wasn't this. It was a possible child endangerment situation.
Okay, so that changes stuff a little bit. Didn't he have a case where he was screaming and yelling at the mother when the child was there and it was out in the street or something like that. I remember it vaguely. We can look it up. There were numerous incidents with this guy. I didn't realize it till today. I read that he actually didn't even show up in court for his 100 mile per hour in a 40 mile per hour zone. He was missing in court that day.
Traffic school.
What the hell? All right, to the phones we go. Here's Greg in Rhode Island. Hey, Greg. Hello, Greg. Speak up, Greg.
Good talk. Well, let's find someone else.
I'm going to put Greg on hold. Let's go to Larry. Larry's in Duxbury. Hey, Larry.
Hi, guys. Two things. Because it's a civil case, the NFL could also choose not to interview anyone because once it becomes, if it becomes a criminal case, they won't be allowed to interview anyone. So because this hasn't really come up before, the smartest decision may be we don't want to set a precedent doing an investigation on a civil case. We'll let it play out, and if it becomes a criminal case, we're not allowed to interview anybody.
All right, they are interviewing. I know that. So we know they're interviewing her, I believe, this week. She's getting married, I think, this weekend.
That's a really strange twist.
A little bit.
So she's going to cooperate with the NFL. She has to head this, but she's going to do it next week because first she has to get married this weekend. So this, you file this on a Monday or a Tuesday?
Monday.
Leading up to the weekend, you're getting married?
Right. So
listen, I'm not saying there's a lot of
the timing.
There's a lot of strange things involved in this case. I'm just, you know, but I'm not going to sit here like pretty much most of our callers want Antonio Brown to play because he's the Patriots.
Right. It's a laundry issue. We know that.
Because if he was still on Pittsburgh,
they wouldn't want him to play.
You think any of these people would want him to play this weekend?
Slime ball. Just like Roethlisberger.
You think he deserves to play football? I understand it's allegations, but let's just call it what it is, right?
So the timing
is on the Patriots. You want them to play? I get it. Okay, yeah,
you're right. The timing is interesting, and I'm wondering, Lou, if you look at it this way. So this incarcerated Bob stuff is fascinating. Going back with this other woman, who he seems to know and then doesn't seem to know, and she's kind of giving him some information. Is it possible that up to this point he was being extorted, paying this woman money, or maybe it was that he paid her hush money to be quiet? Right? Is that possible? And then maybe it talked to lawyers along the way, and suddenly when she found out that this was now out and another woman was in on this and people knew that she got a little bit concerned, and then she goes and files this civil lawsuit?
Yeah, there's a lot to get into. Yeah.
That would be the first question I want to know, Christian. Have you been paying this woman already? Have you been paying her in the past? And it's either, right, extortion because she's extorting you, or it's hush money. Because guys do that, we know that.
Well, I mean, in his statement, there was the indication that he was helping her out financially.
Right.
Now, whatever that means, who knows? Okay,
and he's throwing
money. Is it rent money? It obviously wasn't the 1.6 that he's claiming she wanted from him, and this is one of the reasons why she's pissed.
He's paying her to train.
That's part of it.
Kind of, we saw that Jussie Smollett thing, right? Paying them to work me out. That's
exactly
why I gave them all that cash.
$1.6 million? No, that's an expensive training bill, right? Right. There's so much more to this, really is. But I thought that incarcerated Bob stuff was quite interesting. One more call here before we take a break. Here's Doug in Rhode Island. Hey, Doug.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What's up?
Just about the Antonio Brown thing. First, in regards to the whole thing being just an allegation, it's strange to me that anybody would even question if Antonio Brown is going to be able to play or not, because as far as it being an allegation for now, that's all it is. It holds no weight until anything is proven. And secondly, the whole thing about it being a civil case is strange to me just because, you know, this woman is saying there were two counts of or two separate incidents of sexual assault followed by a rape, and she just wants, what was it, 90 grand or
75 grand
suing for.
No, that's not
75.
True. No, that's not true. That's a legal procedure that to be able to file this civil suit, you have to ask for above $75,000. So that the amount is yet to be determined.
But it's strange to me that she's asking for money as opposed to saying, I want this guy
Correct.
In jail. You know, I want some type of ramification for what he has
done a lot of times,
to me physically and mentally.
Right. That's correct.
Well, there's just not enough evidence maybe to put him in jail. And she's just looking for him to be accountable in some way.
Yeah, but she didn't even file a police report I mean, she didn't even go in and, you know, ask for a rape kit. None of that stuff going to the hospital. Now, I'm not saying, I'm not going to try to judge her on that because I don't know what it's like when that happens to a woman. I don't know how you feel. Maybe you just don't want to let anybody know about it, right? You want to keep it quiet. Maybe you think you can keep it quiet forever, and then it just, you know, eats on you after a while, and you sit there, and it messes up your life emotionally.
If that was your daughter, yeah. Would you want her, would you want the guy thrown in jail, or would you want somebody money from him? What would you want? Would you want him punished and thrown, is his ass thrown in jail, or would you want some financial,
jail.
You know,
no, I would want jail first. But what would my daughter want? Because she's going to have to live with this every single day.
Well, you got
to
live with it
she's
either way.
She's going to have to go into a court and deal with
all
this
stuff. You got to go into court either way. One's a civil court. The other one's a criminal. What's the difference?
Yeah, there is a difference.
You're going to court. You're telling your story. If the story is true, then you could tell it 1,000 times. It'll never change. So I feel like, to me, that's... If you really feel like and you go through this list, and we'll go through it after we talk to Cora, all the pain and suffering and everything that had happened to her and how it's affecting her life, like money is not, that's only part of the story. Criminally, I want you in jail.
So she does not, I will agree, she does not look good when she comes out and files this civil lawsuit for money, and he's already thrown it out there. We heard Drew Rosenhaus say it today. You know, this is a money grab. As opposed to going and filing a police report.
Okay, when you read this brief, the description is pretty like, holy cow, that's pretty bad.
Then you need
to go to the cops.
Yes.
And right away.
Yeah, but some women may not be able to do that. That's all I'm saying. All right, 617-779-7937. As he said, Alex Cora will join us.
First question to Alex.
A few minutes with Alex, and then we'll get right back to the phone calls, and we'll get right back on this Antonio Brown story.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, back here on OMF. We're going to talk to Alex Cora, I think, in a few minutes. In the meantime, we'll go back to the phone calls at 617-779-7937. Obviously, this Antonio Brown story has... taken over everything. I really believe that in this case, the NFL is in a real delicate situation. So on the surface, you could sit there and say, well, why don't you make it easy for yourself and put him on the exempt list? He's still going to get paid. But how do you do that? That jeopardizes his contract. That is, you can't do that.
And just because you're not willing to deal with the ramifications, you can't take the easy way out.
No.
To me, that's the easy way out. We can't handle the backlash. We can't deal with all the criticism. So, you know what? Stash them away somewhere and hide them.
It's a bad spot during the season. I just think PR-wise, it puts the whole league in a bad spot during the season.
How bad a situation do you think it is when they're talking every day, having meetings about their 100th anniversary of the league?
It makes it even worse. Take me through, like, say Tyreek Hill. Let's say it happened week 2. The story came out, right? We don't know what the hell happened.
Yep.
Did he play that weekend? Oh, I'm just saying, everybody, I get it. You know, he's a Patriot. Listen, I want him on the field. You know, I don't know if he did this or he didn't do this. For the Patriots' purposes, I want him on the field. But all Patriot fans that are sitting there saying, Tyreek Hill can't play football, can he? They got to suspend Tyreek Hill. I mean, there wasn't even an allegation. An incident happened in the house. We just assumed that he was involved in it. You know, Chiefs fans are sitting there saying, oh, please, we have no proof of anything happening. We're calling them idiots. Oh, open your eyes. He's a bad dude. And he's still playing football. So now it happens here on allegations, and it's like, he should play.
Yep.
He should definitely play. I bet you all those people that think he should definitely play this Sunday were screaming that Tyreek Hill should be taken off the football field over allegations.
You know who I really want to hear about this? You know, this is a great subject. I'm glad this guy called it. Alex Cora. I feel like Alex Cora
Don't throw Alex Cora.
Alex is probably so happy this is going on.
Alex has had himself a tough enough week to begin with, and now you want to throw this at him? He joins us live from Toronto. He's brought to you by Arbella Insurance, Cumberland Farms, official coffee of the Red Sox Radio Network. How you doing today? How's Canada?
I'm doing good, actually. Good. Watching early BP. Eduardo Rodriguez taking some quote-unquote healthy hacks, you know?
Good.
He's pitching Saturday, and he's in, you know, trying to get 20 wins and trying to get a hit. I think that's the toughest part.
Is he going to go with the earring, the cross earring, the Barry Bonds?
No. That's only for Players Weekend.
Okay.
Yeah, there he is. Actually, he was wearing them right now. I told him, hey, go inside and take them off. Yeah, it's a Player Weekend.
So I mentioned you've had a tough week. Sunday night, you find out right after the game that they're relieving Dave Dombrowski of his duties. You got a locker full of guys. Clubhouse full of guys, and you have media waiting to join you. What was going through your mind at that time?
Everything was fast, really fast. The first thing that I thought it was the players. You know, when I found out in my office, you know, I wasn't even thinking about the media waiting for me upstairs. I'm like, I got to tell the players because I don't want them to get blindsided by questions, you know. So went to a locker room, gathered everybody, and then let them know what happened. And, you know, they were ready for it. Then I got to go upstairs, and like I told them, you know, I wasn't ready to talk about the subject. You know, it just happened. You know, it was so fresh, and when you face the media, you gotta be ready. You know how it is. You know, you can't just make stuff up and send the wrong message. So I decided, you know what, we'll talk about it the next day. But everything was fast, real fast. And when it was over, I stayed at the ballpark for a while. You know, talked to some people, made some phone calls, and kind of like make sure, you know, I kind of like take everything that was going on the right way and then go home and obviously go to sleep.
You know, the next day, I think the firing of Dave wasn't really the story. The story turned more into the fact that, you know, ownership didn't really address it at a press conference and sort of left you to do it that next day. Now, you got a lot of responsibility as the manager of the Red Sox, but when you were asked, what are you looking for in your next GM? I didn't really think that was part of your responsibilities, but it didn't seem comfortable.
There were a few questions that day that I was like, I don't know if that question can be answered right now. And one about what I'm looking forward for the next GM, or, you know, if they assure you you're going to be back. You know, like, I'm not even thinking about that stuff, you know. We're trying to, you know, talk about what's going on with Dave, and obviously we had a game to play, and we have to set a lot of stuff up. But, you know, it's something that, dude, I talk to the media twice a day, from day one in spring training all the way to the last day of the season. You know, there's some tough questions, a lot of tough subjects throughout, you know, for 2 years. And hey, I did my best, you know, and I think people appreciated that, what I said, and then we move on.
I mean, do you think you'll be involved or have any say in the hiring of the new GM? Is that something that they would?
That's a good one. Huh? That's a good one. I was thinking about it like 15 minutes ago, how this is going to work. But there's a lot of communication here. My relationship with John, Tom, Sam, Mike, Linda is a good one. Obviously, the as you guys know, the four people are going to be with us, you know, right now, Eddie, BOH, Zach, and Raquel, you know, they've been around the organization for a while, and we've been around each other for 2 years. You know, the only difference is that Dave is not there, but as a team, as a group, we were always, you know, in contact and trying to make this team better on a daily basis. So that's not going to change, but it's kind of like a different situation. You know, like I'm the manager, and we don't have a president of baseball operations. So I don't know. I don't know if that's a first or whatever, but we'll deal the right way. And I think the communication is going to be good. We always have it. So I know we got the organization is going to make the decision that they feel is going to be better for the team. And we'll go from there.
All right, Dave was brought in for a specific purpose, and it worked. He won a World Series along with you and brought in the players that you needed to win. Do you believe that part of this right now is a philosophical change in that as you go forward here, the roster kind of changes, maybe on the younger end, that you need prospects, that you need to rebuild that organization?
I mean, Sam addressed it. He talked to you guys, I think, yesterday about why it came, why it happened. One thing from my end, I do feel that on the field we haven't done the job, and it just upsetting in a personal level that somebody, you know, was let go. I don't know if it's because we struggle or whatever, but you feel as a player, as a manager, that you let somebody down, you know. And we haven't been good this year. I'm the first one to admit it, and I'm the one that tries to put the guys on a position to be successful. And from my end, I'm down, and then we have to be better. And you know, the organization made it, the ownership made a decision that we're going to move forward with somebody else, and whoever comes in, whoever runs the team, I know he's going to come into a situation that for a lot of people, maybe it's kind of like a tough one. But if you look around, there's a lot of good things happening with us, and we should be okay.
So last year, Alex, end of the year, obviously in October, you're playing, and I think your comment was, we'll worry about it in spring training, you know, when it came to some of these arms with how they were pitching. Completely different approach this year, I'm guessing. You know, you got a couple weeks left, right? Isn't this more of protecting guys and making sure they are ready rather than going balls to the wall?
Yeah, I mean, we're not going to have a Rover the rest of the season, and we have to take care of I mean, we do a good job protecting guys, as you guys know, and but there's guys now that have stepped up, and they're, you know, the future of the franchise, you know, either the starters or relievers, you know, what Taylor and Darwinson. You saw what Barnsley has done throughout the season and work, you know, Waldy. So we'll be more cautious, be more protective than usual. You know, we're still going to try to win games. You know, we're not going to deviate from that. That's what we do on a daily basis. And I like the effort, and obviously the results, you know, the last week have been, you know, not the ones we wanted, but we'll take care of them and players too, you know, Xander and Rafi, Mookie, Christian, you know, his workload has been a lot lately. So we'll map it out. But at the same time, we're not going to just punt games because we're taking care of guys. You know, we're still going to show up and do things the right way and try to win as many as possible.
All right, let's give you the Cumberland Farms question of the week. It's submitted by Cater Mirabet. Which player, other than Devers, because you've talked an awful lot about Rafi this year, you're sick of talking about him, had another good night, has improved.
Doubles, huh?
Unbelievable. Kid's 22
years old. What is it? If Xander hits 50, that's the first duo to ever do it. Like, Rafi needs a homer, and then I think Xander needs a home run, and it's the first time in the history of the game that, wow, that's
unbelievable.
That's impressive.
All right, which player other than Devers has improved the most this season from a year ago?
Christian Vasquez. Yeah. Offensively, he's been amazing. Defensively, as you guys know, he kind of struggled for a few weeks as far as like blocking pitches and a few things behind the plate, but he's been great the last month, you know, calling the game, and people don't understand how hard this bullpen game is, you know, when we go, hey, we're going with Lakins and then the rest of the guys, and it's game planning and different guys, and he's been great. I think Christian is one of the best catchers in the big leagues. We're a lucky organization that not too many catchers can do both, and this year what he's done offensively, it's been amazing.
Cumberland Farms question of the week brought to you by Cumberland Farms Farmhouse Blend Iced Coffee. Go to weei.com/manager. Submit your question for us to ask Alex Kaur every Wednesday. We'll see you next Wednesday over at Fenway. Have a good one.
Yes, sir. I'll see you guys.
See ya. Right. Bye, Alex. Alex Kaur up there in Toronto. Let's get back to the phone calls. Everybody wants to talk about the Antonio Brown story. Here's Scott in Shrewsbury.
Hi, guys. How you doing this afternoon?
Good, Scotty. What's up?
Great. So I wanted to say that I generally agree with your point about the laundry for most people and that kind of stuff. And, you know, from my two cents, you know, because I've thought on this same issue before, is one, I do think that there's something that the league can and should be doing about these, you know, let's call them allegation situations, and where they should come up with clear policies that you set it. And if you have the clear policy in place, it's a lot easier to handle each situation that comes in.
Okay, give me an idea. Okay, Scotty, give me an idea of what. But give me an idea of what you do, though.
Okay.
What do you do? So they're doing it. They're doing an investigation.
All right. So yeah, I think there should be, for example, two clearly different policies for if it's a civil suit versus a criminal suit. Like what happened with Kraft and what happened with Chung should be by the league, have a different set of circumstances that, by the way, are more strict and severe than a civil suit.
I agree.
Because a civil suit is just suing somebody, and any lawyer will tell you, anybody can sue you for anything at any time.
Correct.
Nothing costs you to say, hey, you know what, Christian, I'm suing you because you did a lawn job on my lawn and it caused me emotional stress. You don't even know who I am, and you never did that, but I could open that suit, and it could get on the press, and it could be out there.
Now, well, how about the guy? I agree with you, Scott, but how about even the vegan who was suing her neighbor because the neighbor was cooking meat and having a barbecue and she didn't like the smell?
You know what I would do
if I were
the neighbor? I would go out and buy a couple of cows and put them up my front lawn.
And then murder them right in front of her.
So I wouldn't do that. We don't believe in murder here on the show. Hey, so Scott, I agree with everything you said to this point, but here's the problem. What do you do about a civil suit if you're the NFL? They're trying to figure, what do you do? You're saying put a policy. What would that policy be?
So the policy would start with the first sentence of the policy, I think, would be that you know, for any civil suit allegation that is brought forward and come to light, that, you know, the NFL will take no stance on the player's eligibility until that civil suit has been adjudicated.
Okay, that's fine.
And then I would have the detail that say the reason why, which is the investigation hasn't occurred, it hasn't gone through, there's no way to tell if this is factual or not, regardless of how salacious it is.
Okay, you're making a great point, Scott. You're making a great point. Here's the problem the National Football League has. As you know, civil suits can take 3, 4, 5, 6 years. Okay? And as they're bogged down, what happens to the player? The player gets to play his entire career out. He's 31 right now. He may get to play the rest of his entire career out before the civil suit even hits the courts.
And I don't know if I see anything wrong with that, because there's no reason not to, just because there's a civil suit out there, regardless of what it's for, there's no reason not to allow a person to pursue their life.
I agree, Scott. I'm not disagreeing you're saying.
I agree with Scott, because that way, you know, the league can say, this is the policy that we have, right? This is how we do it. This is how we've handled it in the past. And I'm with you. I mean, if it lasts 3 or 4 years in this league, I could be out of the game by then. But maybe that turns into, okay, well, while this is going on, every single percentage of every game you play in that pay, that adds on to this civil suit. So at the end, you're asking for $350. That could turn into $4 million.
So
I don't know.
But Scott made it very simple, and I agree with him. That's what you do.
But this
case-by-case
basis is like, whoa, Jesus, Lou, what are we
Lou, we're doing? We're going to have people on national shows tonight who are going to be screaming that you got to put them on the exempt list. We're going to get that. So the NFL right now, I agree with Scott's policy. I don't think I would do anything until it's adjudicated.
But I go back to like the Tyreek Hill incident and the reaction from Kansas City Chiefs fans, because we got him. You know, we got him. Like, guys, there's no charges. We don't know what happened. You have no idea what happened. Why shouldn't he play? And people are uproared. I mean, was it Florio? Or somebody said he was going to quit or not cover the NFL anymore if nothing happens to this guy. You know, and people were outraged. And nothing happened to him.
They took the child away. That was whatever.
But I'm just saying, football for his career, nothing happened. So people were outraged by that. And now here we go again. We don't know what happened here either.
But listen, we all know that the NFL waivers.
Oh, then he's on your team.
Right. They waiver, though. That part of it I get, and we know that there's a laundry issue. I think there's another issue, and that's with the National Football League. Remember the Ezekiel Elliott case? They had the investigation done. And if you remember, a woman was spearheading the investigation. And she said they couldn't find enough evidence, and her recommendation was they don't do anything to Ezekiel Elliott. And what did the league do? They gave him a suspension.
Anyway, yeah.
Yeah, and why did they do that? Just to be safe, because they didn't want the backlash of the PR. That's what the league is facing right now. That's what the New England Patriots are facing right now. It's all the backlash of the PR. Because I agree with what Scott said. It's a civil lawsuit. Let's let it play out.
Well, I want to get into that, and there's a couple calls that I think will touch on that.
Good.
I want to get into that, because you actually made an excellent point. I want to make sure everybody hears it.
I wish you'd hear a lot of points I make.
No, I only pretty good. Only the good ones. That's why it's so rare.
Right, we get right back to your phone calls next.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.